The city of Pittsfield has been awarded a $30,000 grant through Mass Development to upgrade Tyler Street storefronts. City leaders say it will help make the area more attractive for businesses. Pittsfield accepted and matched the $30,000 grant at Tuesday night's city council meeting. Acting Community Development Director Bonnie Gallant says the city will use funds designed to enrich projects in residential and commercial mixed communities, called 40R.
40R is a smart growth zoning program that the city adopted, I want to say, back in 2006 or 2007, and the state actually pays the city money to develop affordable housing. So for every affordable housing unit that we create, we get paid.
Glantz says grant's ceiling is $40,000.
We knew going into it that we probably weren't going to be receiving the maximum because they only had a limited amount of money. So we ended up receiving 30.
The city's 40R account has about $80,000 in it. Lawmakers say the Tyler Street District Storefront Improvement Enhancement Program is a pilot that is designed to help make the neighborhood more inviting for businesses and consumers. Prompted by the Tyler Street Business Group and the city's Department of Community Development, the funds will be used to beautify the exterior of 4 to 5 storefronts.
We'll have a design review committee. We'll have design review requirements. We've got examples of other communities that already have storefront facade programs, so we'll be using those documents to try to finalize a package that we can put out.
Councillor Kevin Morandi says it will have a domino effect, encouraging others to take the initiative to improve their properties. He says it's about time because
we're the only one left out of the TDI districts that doesn't have a facade improvement program.
TDI is shorthand for the state's Transformative Development Initiative. Tyler Street entered the program in 2014. The town of Adams recently championed a similar program, which led to renovations and private investment on Park Street. Pittsfield businesses that want to be accepted into the storefront program would need to take on at least 20% of the project's total cost or the remainder of the improvements. The maximum a business can apply for is $15,000. Gallant says the program covers windows, lighting, and other external features.
Your typical storefront improvement facade program, it would be to help improve the look of the building.
Tyler Street received another Mass Development grant from its Better Block program. This summer, it will work to upgrade a block on Tyler Street with the help of volunteers. Randy, who represents the Tyler Street area on the council, says he hopes revitalizing the district will help stimulate the city's economy by stabilizing established companies and attracting startups.
This is the gateway. Route 9 runs right in, down through Tyler Street, Daunton Avenue, Tyler Street, right into downtown.
The city may be able to access additional funds for Mass Development to continue the program beyond its initial $30,000 grant. If the pilot is successful, Pittsfield might start similar programs in other commercial districts in the city. This was Glant's last appearance as acting director of community development. Deanna Ruffer was formally approved as the new director at the meeting. The city is still considering a proposal to build a Walmart supercenter in the Tyler Street area. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau to Beacon Cinema, I'm JD Allen.